BBC News with Marion Marshall. A huge international relief effort is being organised in the Philippines, as it's become clear that at least 10,000 people have probably been killed by Typhoon Haiyan. 4 million people have been affected, many left without food or shelter. Countries have pledged millions of dollars in assistance, while international aid agencies are preparing to fly in emergency supplies. Aaron Aspie works for the charity World Vision and is in Cebu.
It's really a race against time to really reach out to these people who have been affected in the isolated areas. We are providing our beneficiaries with initial relief supplies like 5,400 blankets and 3,000 plastic sheets. This would greatly benefit the families who are surely feeling cold right now. There's really a sense of mourning here in the central part of the Philippines. It's really a great grief to see so much people in pain.
In the next few hours, Typhoon Haiyan is expected to hit central and northern parts of Vietnam, where the authorities have already evacuated more than 600,000 people. Many have been moved from vulnerable coastal areas. Heavy rain and flooding is expected in the capital, Hanoi, where people have been rushing to stock up on food and water. Schools have been closed and flights suspended. The American Secretary of State John Kerry has said there's no rush to reach agreement with Iran over its nuclear program, and that without what he called the right deal, there would be no deal. Speaking to the American television network NBC, Mr. Kerry said the United States was aware that any agreement must also be in the interests of America's allies.
We are not blind, and I don't think we're stupid. I think we have a pretty strong sense of how to measure whether or not we are acting in the interests of our country and of the globe, and particularly of our allies like Israel and Gulf states and others in the region. We are absolutely determined that this would be a good deal or there'll be no deal.
More than 500,000 Somali refugees living in Kenya will be repatriated after the United Nations Refugee Agency, UNHCR, signed a tripartite agreement with the governments in Nairobi and Mogadishu on Sunday. Under the agreement, the Somalis will be repatriated voluntarily over the next 3 years. The Dadaab and Kakuma refugee camps in northern Kenya are currently home to more than 1 million Somalis. Syrian government forces have taken full control of a key airbase close to the international airport in Aleppo after fierce clashes with rebels. The Syrian opposition says that more than 50 rebels and more than 30 pro-Assad fighters were killed. The Syrian opposition says a temporary lifting of the government blockade to allow some food supplies into the Damascus suburb of Kudseya has been negotiated. The suburb has been under siege for a month. World News from the BBC. More than 30,000 Yemenis have crossed the border into their home country in the last 10 days from Saudi Arabia, which is currently expelling many illegal foreign workers. Reports from the border say some migrants accuse Saudi police of abuse and say the deportation centres are overcrowded with insufficient food and water. Police in Spain have broken up a major Nigerian prostitution ring. They've arrested 25 Nigerians, whom they accuse of trafficking women from the West African country with the promise of a better life in Europe and then forcing them to work as prostitutes there. They said 5 Nigerian women were freed in the operation. There's been a bizarre ending to a football match in Italy. A third division side, called Nocerina, faked so many injuries that a game it was playing against one of its biggest rivals, Salernitana, had to be called off. From Rome, here's Alan Johnston.
So bitter is their rivalry that the authorities had banned Nocerina's supporters from attending, and some of them responded furiously. They decided that if they couldn't go, the match shouldn't happen. And according to the local authorities, the Nocerina players received death threats. They were eventually persuaded to take the field, but it immediately became obvious that their hearts weren't in it. In the first couple of minutes, they used up all their substitutes. And then, one after another, Nocerina's players appeared to fake injuries. So many of them went down and got carted off the pitch that within just 20 minutes, there were only 6 of them left standing. And at that point, what had become an utter farce of a match was called off.
A European satellite is expected to crash to Earth during the next 24 hours. The European Space Agency said most of the 5-metre-long satellite, weighing 1,000 kilograms, will burn up during re-entry into the Earth's atmosphere. BBC News.